Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of great conversations. Speaking of great conversations, Coach Rogers walked in. I will repeat what he said because Zeno said exactly what you just said to me. He says he doesn't know I'm going to be on with you. And he said, I can't wait to see his reaction. And Coach Rogers walked in and said, what is he doing here?
Oh, man, you know, you got to get ready for Zen. You know, like he's one of those guys you got to get ready for, prepare yourself. You walk in, you see him. He brings a certain amount of excitement, a certain amount of joy. But I also need to text my stats people and make sure we get right.
For a certain amount of joy. Geez, that wasn't – it's not a word they associate with me often, but I thank you for that, Coach.
You do. You do. I appreciate you guys. I don't villainize you.
All right, look.
I don't villainize anybody.
Well, you can't now with him.
No, not at all.
That you were saying to me yesterday, I asked raw. You should have heard him yesterday on the show. He's in for Mike this week.
He did. He's a truth teller. He's the hard question guy. He's the hard question guy.
Okay.
But you know, you just speak to it and open, honest.
Yeah.
Communication.
Well, yesterday he was at. You know, when I asked Raw, I said, "Did you ask Raw?"
Yeah.
He kept saying it.
I kind of slipped because I just was reiterating that. We had a nice little one-on-one on Monday.
We did. Everybody was still on the flight.
Everybody was still on the flight back, so you and I got to spend some quality time together, which I truly enjoy. But I kept saying, well, you know, I actually asked Ra that, and he had to make a big deal about it.
Of course I did. All right, let's talk some business here. Coach, appreciate the time. Speaking of trips, I want to start there before we get into injuries and Indy and all this stuff. How many times have you been overseas with this kind of game as a coach?
Three.
You've been to three of these kinds of games.
I think two in London, and it's my first one. Going to be my third going to Germany.
Okay. What's different about them? First and foremost, Zeno and I were talking about, you know, when you leave and do all this kind of stuff, and does it matter, the approach to these games? What's been your experience?
I have both. You know, I've done the week. You know, you go out there, and you did a whole week down there, and kind of you go through the process, you get acclimated. But this was back when it was a mandatory buy after.
Right.
Big difference.
You know, I've done the three-day trip, basically what we're doing again. You go on the Thursday. You get down there and you kind of get there. It was to London, so it was a little shorter flight. So a little bit different in those aspects. You know, all the science people, you want to go spend the least amount of time as you can, you know, because there is no acclimation. And you don't want to get acclimated, especially when you're coming back to get involved and play.
And we don't have a bye week, guys, by the way.
Right.
We come back.
Right back into your schedule. So it's not like you want to go down and get acclimated and have to reacclimate when you come back. You know, all those things matter. So, like, we got a lot of smart people here, a lot of guys, like, put a lot of time into what's the best times, where do you want to go, how do you go. And then, obviously, there's some compromises met based on the things you got to do and the obligations that you have. And we did all those things. And, like, we're educating our players, you know, talking about hydration, obviously, is a big part of it when you're flying over there. You talk about the sleep schedule and how it should look when you get over there. You talk about trying to keep them up when you do land to get them involved with a couple of things. You don't want them to go right to sleep to not be able to have a little bit of a great feel of it or a good night's sleep and things of that nature. So there's a lot of things that go into it. We had a really detailed meeting today to just kind of preview those guys on what they can expect so you kind of know, you know, how you – it's a lot of different moving parts to the travel.
Is there any nuance to the actual building and the stadium and the warm-up procedure not having been there before, not knowing what it looks like or anything like that? Does that even matter?
Zen is 100% a bench product. How many times have we seen people go over there and slot over the field for the first half, go inside and change to the studs?
Right.
Right. So you go over there, you know, Joey has done such a great job of educating us on, you know, mandatory studs, what we're wearing, how we're wearing it,
equipment manager. We're doing.
Yes, our equipment manager, Joey. Okay. And doing all those things. So that's another part of it. Like, especially, and the environment, you know, it was funny. You mentioned it, that Mike actually brought that up today. What's the environment like in the stadium? You know, are we going to be on the silent? You know, is it not going to be in the silent? And little things like that, just kind of things you got to think about. And I was really proud of him for even asking that, like what the environment is. Anybody played over there, kind of asking the building. I said, I have. I said, it's got a little soccer feels, a bunch of cheering going on. It is loud. It is exciting. It's only a bunch of different jerseys in there. And because really it's NFL football fans, right? And, you know, obviously we always have a great following with Atlanta fans, but there's going to be different people, walks of life everywhere over there. It's going to be a different feel for you in the stadium when you go to play. And not to mention the tradition dealing with that stadium, right? I mean, Jesse Owens, you know, that's a big part of our history, what we learned growing up in school and things of that nature, you know, versus Hitler, other stuff that we do know about it. And, like, that's definitely something special when you walk into that environment to get a feel for that. And, you know, Charlie Warner, our tight end, mentioned to me, it's going to be pretty cool. No, actually, it was Chris Lynch mentioned, pretty cool playing with, you know, a track around the field again, like high school.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Things you don't even think about, right?
Takes you back. Then the stadium, by the way, guys, obviously has been redone, remodeled, but the historic stadium that Coach is talking about.
Have you been over there?
Yes. Yes.
Have you? Where'd you go?
I was born overseas.
That is outstanding.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time.
Why should I ask you? Why weren't you a part of our program?
I spent a lot of time over there as a kid. But, yes, and it's incredible, like the sights and stuff. Mike's over there. He's waiting on you guys to get – that's where he is. He's over there waiting for the game this Sunday. But – to Coach's point, like the historic stuff, if you're going over as a Falcon fan, take all of that in, man. It's really cool to experience that. Yes, you're going to the game, and our team won't, you know, we want our team to win, but that stuff is like once in a lifetime stuff.
Don't you kind of make that a secondary thing? We want our team to win.
No, I'm saying, no.
First and foremost.
But I'm saying, definitely
take in the historic
stuff.
You
got to do it.
All right, you got to kind of reverse that.
All right, let's talk about this team. And first of all, Coach, trade deadline yesterday. No trades for our team. Were you in the market to make a move?
Nothing serious enough that made it close to my desk. You know, like Terry handles a lot of that stuff. I mean, obviously there's always calls received. There's always calls that go out. There's calls that go in about different people, different players, all that stuff. But nothing got to a point that it made it down to us in the football. We were in the mode of preparing, getting ready for, you know, obviously they ended up as Colts and go over here and try to get a win. But nothing that got serious that came down the hallway.
I mean, at 3-5, obviously everything feels like a must-win at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Do the players sense that level of pressure at this point?
I don't know if it's pressure. I just think it's like a must-needed. It's a kind of an urgency. It's a joyful urgency, I can tell you that much. These guys want to get at it. They want to play. They want to go out there and do it the right way. And you can tell how they played last week, and you got to take that into this week, and you got to go finish it. You got to go finish those deals. But it's definitely an urgency. There's definitely – I mean – what is not must-win in this league, really, when you think about it now? But, like, you just get to that point when you get to the 3-5 record. You got to go. And it's time to start up, Zeno.
We were talking yesterday. Sorry, Duke.
No, go for it.
I mean, you know, I tried – and I didn't say this to you on Monday, but there was a lot of positive that came out of Sunday. I know it doesn't fit – like, moral victories, blah, right? Was, whatever.
Well, we argued about this. I want to be clear.
We did argue about it. Because, like, again, you know, I just look at it and I'm like, there was a lot of things that went right and – it's very tough to pinpoint a loss on one particular thing, although, you know, fans and people in the media will do that. But I felt better about the way you played overall as a whole than at some other points in the season. I know the loss doesn't make anybody feel any better, but there was some good that came out of this whole thing.
Yeah, Zeno, you know, I'm sorry I'm not here to ride your emotional roller coaster with you. You know, but you can take positives out of all of those things, you know, obviously. And –
it's unfair.
It's not. It's just you just can't think that way, right?
Right.
Like, you know, when you have injuries, you know, like when you talk about them, it's just making excuses. And, like, I refuse to do that. Like, when people don't play, it doesn't matter. Like, people got injuries all across the league, and your job is to go out there and win. Like, we're in the business of winning, and we got to go do that. And, like, until we get that done, it's just your job is not done. There are definitely positives you take out of every game that you play. Like, you know, like Kobe Bryant, live by it, man. You learn from every time you go out there on the grass, and like you do, you really do, and everything that you got going on. So like, there was some positives, and I thought the biggest thing that came out of last week was the resiliency, because like we talked about, we play better when we start fast, and we did not start fast, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't start fast on offense, we didn't start fast on defense, we didn't start fast anywhere. But the resiliency from the guys to stick around, and the young dudes to find a way to make a play at the end of that half to get us right back in it, to go in at halftime to be able to make some adjustments, come back out and watch those guys play. and just fall short at the end, it's heartbreaking. But at the same time, those are the positive things that you kind of allude to.
Coach, what
I kind of like having Zeno on the radio.
See,
I feel like
go.
I could be more personable with him.
Well, that's fine. Keep coming. Keep it coming, because he keeps telling me, you know, I asked Raw.
Shut up.
Let me
starting
ask
to annoy
you,
me, you know that?
Let me ask you. You started this. Flaws, mistakes, Coach. The flaws or mistakes that have hurt our team. I will say it's attention to detail. But you, what are you preaching? Because when you watch these games, you guys go back and watch them, and it's the little things, right? I mean, the Michael Penix play last week, we've diagnosed it. We've talked about it. We know how it played out.
Which play are we talking about here?
The intentional grounding, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That hurt us, you know, 10 yards. If it's fourth and 20, we got to kick that thing.
You have to.
You got to kick it.
You know, like, if anything less than that, then you're not kicking it.
Correct.
Then, you know, because Zeno's going to be yelling at me on Monday.
So, but those mistakes and those flaws, that's one thing Falcon fans are wondering. Like, what are you preaching week to week to help us get better in those areas? Because that feels like those are the things that are holding us back.
Yeah, you know, just got to – individual things when you're talking about. And that one right there was not like a Michael Penix full-blown error, mm-hmm. right? We're talking about, you know, an inadvertent snap that comes when it's not supposed to come. You know, nobody's ready to block anybody, and you're trying to get the ball out to, you know, to Kyle Pitts' feet, you know, and you don't get enough on it. There's people right in your face. And all those things happen. You get intentional grounding. But you can lump those things to the same one with the intentional ground that we had at the end of the half a couple weeks ago, where you don't get it towards close enough to your guys down the field when you're trying to throw a shot at the end zone in one of those ozone situations. So kind of different situations, but you just kind of detail those things up. And your quarterback, which everybody should be fortunate enough to think is sharp enough, good enough, aware enough to know exactly what he needs to do in all those situations, and he'll get those things done. There are going to be some growing pains. There's always going to be obvious. But those are always teachable moments and the things that you get a chance to teach when you're in practice. And, you know, don't make the same mistake twice. And, you know, he hasn't done that. He's come up with a couple new ones. And there's been a couple of other guys in the field that's come with a couple of new guys. But we got to stop all of them. And we got to find a way to go out there and get a win.
How did you end up on Zane? I mean, obviously you move on from John Parker Romo. And we're on now kicker number three this year.
This has been a kind of a long thing going, right? You know, we went to the offseason. And really, you kind of were hoping that the injury thing with Koo would kind of go away and really give you that strength and that power and that stuff that you can come back with. And you came back, had a great offseason. But as you know, when it comes to this kicking thing, like I talked to you about, I don't know if it was in private or on press conference, you know, this kicker thing is dedicated when it's on the field, on the grass, in those moments, you know, kicking a game winner, kicking a field goal in front of 60,000, whatever the case may be, with people cheering and everybody watching. It's like a golf shot, right? I can hit off the tee box when you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
But when everybody gets there, it's a different deal, right? So, like, that's when those things are found out. So when we had to make that move and go out, then we start to work out these kicks, and you start that brutal cycle that you have to go through. You end up working out all these guys. So you end up knowing them all, whether it's Romo, whether it's Zane, you know, whether it's Sauls, whatever the case, Lenny Craig, all these guys, right? And then even the other guys that's been able to come in here and work out. And as you go, you know Zane was one of the guys on your hot list because he's a veteran. He's done it. He's been in those moments. You pick Romo because he was a younger guy and had a powerful leg and had some strength behind it. He came in, had a really strong game. Then he had a game that didn't go so well. We kind of went for a while until we ultimately missed the kick yesterday. So now you got to go out and try to get some experience in Zane. And somebody has done it last year with a wealth of experience going out in San Fran, had a little bit out in Washington. You know, obviously getting him in here, you know, confident guy. I've heard about this twitch. I haven't seen it. But, you know, like to see him go out there and kind of make the kicks and get it done. You know, but you got to search and you got to find operational piece, and that's what we got to find with that.
I don't know how you didn't lose your cool last week. I
spent a lot of time working on that. I'm glad you asked.
Because
– You know how? Because
I have no idea.
Because how we grew up. You know, like I grew up around my pops, and where he would absolutely lose his mind and worry about things that were necessary. And instead of trying to fix it and be a proactive person trying to fix it when you go about that moment. So, like, in those moments, that's why I can remain the calmest.
Coach, that was necessary.
I've already thought about those.
That was necessary.
It definitely was. But, like, if you lose your cool in that moment, you don't give you a chance to have a chance to go out there and try to find a way to win, right? The thing that had to happen was the defense had to go out and get a stop.
And they did.
They had to make them punt, and they did.
Yep.
We got them to punt, and then you get the ball, and you got to go down and move the ball. We got knocked off two really good runs, got a nice scramble play out to Drake, and then disaster strike with an offside, disaster strike with intentional grounding, and now you're in a bad spot. But I feel like you'll miss some of those moments if you worry about the things that you can't control at that moment.
Okay, wait, I got to ask.
Go ahead.
So we can expect you to be that in those – because that was an emotional moment. Like,
yeah,
for us, like as fans, we're like, all right, we need this. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You probably heard the roar from Atlanta, but you're saying I gotta be right here.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there regardless.
Okay,
I'm in the biggest game, biggest moments of my career. I've been there, Super Bowls, whatever it's been. I'm going to be there because I got to be that steadying force for everybody. Like, it's their emotional moments. But you got to do a lot of practice. It requires a lot of detail, a lot of things in your life to be able to work on those things, to make sure you can remain structured and sound so you can give good sound decision-making and make all those things for us, you know, not just for me, for everybody out there.
I want to ask you about the injuries. It feels like we have a lot, coaches. Dukes and Bell, guys. Zeno's in for Mike today. Coach Ross with us. We're getting ready for Indy overseas in Berlin on Sunday. Get up early. Remember, we're the early game on Sunday. I don't even know where to start. I mean, offensive line, first and foremost. What about our two guards? What's the situation?
We got, you know, obviously Big Bird. You know, he'll be week to week, like I told these guys today. You know, so he'll miss this week. Like, we'll probably announce that tomorrow and do some of those different things. I know Dave's probably mad at me right now because we didn't put it out.
Well, this is what this is for. This is your show.
Hold on a second. It's funny you said that because I said to him, I go, when you said earlier to me that week to week, just say he's out. You're telling us he's out. Just say it. What are we doing?
Listen. You know, I keep the drama for you guys. Like,
Zeno, you guys treat injury information like we're moving troops covertly through foreign lands.
So, Zeno, the reason you don't, because you've seen stranger moments.
That's true.
Right? You've seen a guy come in and say, I'm playing. Mm. And then depending on who that guy is, you let him play. Right? You know, obviously, there goes in other situations where you got guys you're going to protect, like a Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. Right? And you're not playing. You know, so like just an example, but like so you kind of keep those things under wraps until you see your players, you get them a chance to get out there, see what's going to happen, what's going to happen with the change. You know the history, and I try to give you the answer to the test without giving it to you. When I say week to week, I mean I'm not expecting it, but I don't know what's going to happen. Like I don't know the miracle of medicine and some of these different things.
Real quick, does any of that have to do with the fact that it's overseas and the fact that there's a lot of unknowns? I mean, if it was a home game, would that have changed his week-to-week status or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. You know, then obviously Chris. You know, Chris came out at the end of the game, and, you know, I expect him to get going tomorrow. Some things we're going to have in practice, and I expect him to get going Friday. So that's why I say he's day-to-day because, like, he looks way more likely to be able to go, and obviously he'll be traveling with us and some of those things, so you'll see some of that stuff. So
are we looking at Stuber and potentially Hinton, Coach?
So Hinton obviously would be the guy to fill in first and foremost at the guard position, you know. But we have a bunch of different options. And obviously, we have Gwinnie that can play move from our center position and go play some guard for us. And then picking up Stuber was nice because you get some familiarity with a guy that's been around here before, that's going through an offseason with us, going through a training camp with us. Obviously, made our practice squad, was poached, and now has the ability to come back. So that is a little bit of luck, a little bit of value. Some of the things that you can bring it out, obviously, with Stuber.
Real quick, Bass. Mm-hmm. I know we got to go. It's Coach Ra. We got to ask you about Indy. But what's up, Zeno?
Real quick, because now I'm going to be annoying. So as far as Bijan is concerned, and
yes.
Look, I understand what the game plans was last week, and you know we weren't going to run right into the teeth of a defense. I get that. But in the beginning of the year, you guys were dominating time possession because you were able to actually run the ball.
That's right.
Is there a sense that we have to get back to the effectiveness of the actual run game, not just putting the ball in Bijan's hands, the actual run game?
I don't know why you said it's a pain in the neck. That is absolutely – that's like a statement.
Okay.
Right? You might as well just come on a coaching staff and make it a statement.
Oh, like, my goodness. His head is big enough, Ron.
No.
Come on.
Because, like, when you say these things in a press conference setting, you say it in a press conference setting, right, it could be like I disagree with them.
Right, yes. Right. Okay, I get it.
No. You know, like, you want to go out there and really be able to control the clock, like we talked about from Phil Bisson's standpoint. But, like, you know, carrying it with Bijan, carrying it with Tyler – it's what you want to do, right? That opens up everything else down the field. That opens up our team. That's why I called our front line our lifeline, right? No matter what we're doing, we need that thing to work. And, like, I'm not talking about just the starters. I'm talking about all of them and everything, all hands on deck. And, like, I'm just super honest probably with you guys on, like, that Patriot team is a tough team to run on.
Sure.
You go look at your loser stats, and you tell me who's run on them and who's had a lot of success. But what you got to be, what you try to be is efficient, right? And averaging 4.4 with not enough attempts – is what you want to try to get to. But how do you get to attempts? Trying to be honest with you, we got to play better on third down. We didn't play well enough on third down last week. And if we can find a way to play well, better on third down, then you can wrap up a couple more attempts and really get that thing cranking where you want it. And it'd never be like, hey, we just ran for 200 yards. And no, that ain't going to happen. You're going to go out there, you're going to run efficient and effective, you know, kind of like San Fran did to us, right? It was 40 attempts for the 3-point-something average.
Consistent, yep.
And it's like, you feel just miserable coming out of the game. Then you look at it like, oh, you know, just it was the attempts. It was the production on third down. It was being able to move the chains. It was being able to the time of possession. It was playing the brand of ball. When we play well, that's what we look like.
All right, last thing.
I don't know why you said that was hard.
Well, he wanted to jump in there. He was relentless on this. Colts. They are currently the number one seed in the AFC. Doesn't matter to us. But Lou Anarumo, you know Lou.
Yes.
DC, he was there in Cincinnati for a long time. He's taken this defense from 24 to 7th. I don't think they're as good as the Patriots, in my opinion. But, Coach, what do we have to do, speaking of the run game and offensively?
What kind of guy gives his opinion on another man's defense?
Because it's not as good. It's just not as good. What do we have to do with the offense to be successful against this Colts defense on Sunday?
We kind of just talked about it, right? We got to go out there and do what we do, right? What is the best version of us? The best version that we've seen of us is being able to run the football, you know, operating, getting down the field, being able to throw some of my passes down the field to Drake, then they'll get it opened up to Mooney.
Now, what you say, Drake, they got Sauce now. Does that mean anything?
Sauce is a very good player, you know, and, like, we love Sauce. But, like, Drake is a very good player, right? Everybody has a good player.
Are they just going to go Sauce, follow five everywhere? Is it going to be that simple?
It's kind of weird because the Patriots didn't do that until Drake showed up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With Gonzalez.
Right.
And then Drake showed up and Gonzalez followed him everywhere. And, you know.
Gonzalez left a game in pain.
I'm not going to brag about that. I like my matchup with five. I mean, just my barnyard bully, right? Like, he's not going to back down from the challenge. I'm not going to say he's going to win every single one, but he's not going to be afraid of it. And that's what I love about him. That's the type of stuff. And, you know, Sauce is a dog. So, like, I look forward to those guys getting together and having a nice little matchup if that presents itself.
If it presents itself. All
right. But we got to do the things that make us good.
Okay. Look, because that's where everybody's concerned. The offense, you know, everybody's focused on the offense. They want to know about the offense. And can we do what we did last week? Guys, we went 3-for-3 in the red zone last week. We got to score more points. Mm-hmm. Coach.
And that was – there's stuff, right, we're talking about. There's things. I think I said to him last week, we got to get better in the red zone. And we did.
We did.
And then you got to get everything going and clicking. And then if you can get that done, that's how you find a way to get a win.
All right, Coach, we got to let you go because
I don't want to talk to you guys anymore.
Thank you so much. Have fun. Good luck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.